How are you, Rabbi?
Well, Hashem, how are you?
I remembered.
Hello, Marty.
Hey, Auntie Sharon, how are you?
He put on a tie just for you, and you're not wearing one.
Yeah, I know. I tell you, so Sunday, so Shabbos, I made a second Siyum HaShas, and Sunday I made a we made a Hachnasa Sefer Torah.
Oh, nice.
I know, it's
Josh.
like wild and crazy.
Josh is in New York.
He didn't call yet? When did he come?
Mindy's nephew's getting married
I
this
know, but
weekend.
when did they get here?
I'm not going to tell you that if he hasn't called you.
Yeah, I know. No, he I want to know, in general, I know you muted us, but I just want to tell you that Josh is very good normally about calling me, so I'm sure he will. I'm going back to mute.
Shalom, everyone. Good afternoon in Chicago. Good evening here in Israel. Last week, 2 weeks ago, when we spoke about Parashat Bereshit, we spoke about Gan Eden and where exactly, or what the connection between Gan Eden and Eretz Israel is, and the understanding of how Gan Eden is Eretz Israel, and Eretz Israel is Gan Eden, and the different point that it comes out to play. This week, I would like to focus on the idea that sometimes we miss because we already know the story. We all know the famous story that starts in this week's parsha about how Avraham Avinu is told to leave his land and his father's home and go to Eretz Yisrael. But is that true? Is that what the Torah tells us? Pasuk says in source number one, "Vamer Hashem el Avraham." Lech lecha me'artzecha u'mimulatecha u'mibeit avicha el ha'aretz asher ara'eka. Where is he supposed to go to? Tells him where he's supposed to leave from. But where is he supposed to actually get to? That it does not say. It says, to the land that I will show you. When was Avraham Avinu shown where he needs to go to? We don't usually focus on this question because we know the end. The end is that Avraham Avinu gets to Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, we assume that that's where he was supposed to go to. But it doesn't say it. The pasuk afterwards continues automatically to the brachot, the blessings that Avraham Avinu will receive for leaving his land, his birthplace, his father's home. And we all know that his father's home was full with idolatry and many issues that he needed to leave from. But it does not say he needed to go into Eretz Yisrael. A few psukim later, it says that he gets to Elon Moreh, to Shechem. Today, many assume it is where the yeshuv of HaBracha is, or Elon Moreh, so all relatively close to each other in the north of the Shomron, but doesn't say it. talks about this Chalagoy Gadol Bavarechecha Vagadla Shemecha Veyebrachad, that Hashem will make him to a big nation, and he will bless him, and he will give him many many brachot. But at the end of the day, where is he supposed to go to? It's even more interesting when we remember that at the end of last week's parasha, the last pasuk of Parashat Noach, the last pasuk of Parashat Noach, talk about that this already was something that started before Avraham Avinu. In source number two, Vaykach Terach et Avraham Beno, Vetlot Ben Aran Ben Beno, Vetzarai Kalato Eshet Avraham Beno, Vayetzu Itam Erugazdim Alechet Arz HaKnan, Vayavau Ad Charan Vayeshvu Sham. Terach Tok Avraham and Lot and Lot, who was his grandson, and Sarai, which was Avraham's wife, and he went with them from Ur Gazdim to go to Eretz Knaan, but they didn't get there. They only got to Haran, and that's where they ended up, and Terach died in Haran. So when Avraham Avinu is told at the beginning of this week's parasha to go to Eretz Israel, when Avraham is told to go El Haaretz Asher Areka, we automatically assume that it is Eretz Canaan, because that's what it says in last expression, that they were on their way to Eretz Canaan. But why did Terach go to Eretz Canaan? Terach went to Eretz Canaan for a different reason. Avraham Avinu, Terach wasn't told to go to Eretz Canaan. Terach decided on his own to do a relocation to Eretz Canaan. No one forced him to do that. God did not tell him, Terach, please go to Eretz Canaan. Terach decided on his own for many reasons. Some of them we could maybe understand, that it's time for him to move on. So he moved on to Eretz Canaan because that's what he decided was good. The Midrashim talk about that it is possible that Terach already realized that idolatry was not good and Avodah Zarah is bad, and he saw the people around him were corrupted. That's one Midrash. A different Midrash talks about how after Avraham Avinu breaks up all of the idolatry that Terach was a store owner of many different psalim and many different avodah zarah issues. And after Avraham Avinu broke it and showed everyone how it was not good and it was not real and it's not the real thing, that Terach, so to speak, was embarrassed. He couldn't stay back with everyone else, so he had to move on. But again, Terach was not forced or was not told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to move to Eretz Canaan. He decided on his own. At the end of the day, they didn't make it. They got it only to Haran. That's where they stayed. And if we look at the Psukim according to their regular appearance, then we assume that Avraham Avinu was told at the beginning of our parasha to leave Haran and move to Eretz Canaan. It's not enough to leave Ur Kasdim, which he already did. It's not enough to do that. He started, but that's not enough. You have to move on and continue to the land that I will show you. But again, what is that land? So Rashi points out this idea in source number three, but he takes it to a different point. He says, why doesn't Hashem explain to Avraham Avinu where he needs to go to? El ha'aretz asher harega. Lo gila lo ha'aretz miyad. He did not reveal to him immediately where the land is. Kedei lechaveveo be'enav, in order for it to be more enjoyable or more exciting for Avraham Avinu. Vatet lo sachar al kol dibu v'dibu, and to give him more praise and more reward for every command that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Avraham. Not only does he have to leave his homeland, his father's house, his family and his people. So each one of them gives him more reward. Kayotzebo, and Rashi gives an example. Et bincha, et yechidcha, sheraavt et Yitzchak. At the Akedah, it does not say automatically that Avraham Avinu should offer Yitzchak in the Akedah. Rather, it says your son, your only son, the one you loved, and only then does it say Yitzchak. The Medrash there also talks about how when it says his son, he has two, his only one. Each mother only has one child. He loves. I love them both, and then only then it says Yitzchak. So, in other words, to give reward to each and every command that Kadosh Baruch Hu gives Avraham until he gets to Yitzchak. Kayotzeb, another example, also in the Akedah, it does not say where the Akedah should be. Rather, it says, Alecha de'arim asher omar alecha. And one of the mountains that I will tell you. Which mountain is it? Doesn't say. Only afterwards, when he gets there, he will know. So we will get back to this last point in Rashi at the end. But Rashi refers to the idea of Ela'agat Asher Areka not as a riddle, but rather a matter of giving Avraham Avinu even more reward, giving him even more praise for getting up and leaving to a place that he doesn't even know where it is yet. But he knows because HaKadosh Baruch Hu will show it to him. But where is it? In the meantime, he doesn't know. He'll continue to walk. The Ramban, on the other hand, goes to a very different explanation, which we won't get into all of it. But he connects it to Brit Ben Abetarim that is mentioned in the later on in the Parsha, that it doesn't work out in the math that Avraham Avinu was 75 when Brit Ben Abetarim happened. Because the reason we know this is that when Bnei Yisrael leave Mitzrayim, it says that it's 430 years after. Now, we know they weren't in Egypt for 430 years. They were only there for 210. So all the Mefarshim go back and forth and start counting from when Yitzchak was born and many different other explanations. And the Ramban comes out from that to show that it means that Avraham was in Eretz Yisrael already before. If we look here in source 3, the second paragraph, the Ramban says, "Ela she'ino metukan beferusho kol tzorko." The explanation is not 100% clear. Sharei katuv, "Ve'avraham ben chamesh shanim ve'shivim shana betzadam echaran," that he was 75 years old when he left Haran. "Ve'ma'amad ben abetarim haya achak hachamim rabim," but Ma'amad, the breed ben abetarim, was many years after that, and that doesn't work out with the math afterwards because we need to have 430 years to Yitziat Mitzrayim, and Yitzchak. Usually we count 400 years from when Yitzchak was born, and 30 years before that is Brit Ben Abetarim, so that would have to be when Avraham is even before Avraham is 75, because Yitzchak was born when Avraham was 99 or 100, so therefore it had to be when he was 70. And here it says that he was already 75, so how does this work out? And the Ramban never likes to say that that the Torah does not go according to the actual seder, the regular words and the flow of the story. Rather, here he has to say, there's no other way rather to explain that Brit Ben Abetarim was when Avraham was 70, and therefore it happened at least 5 years before Avraham Avinu even left Haran. The pasuk says it was 430 years after. So therefore, Chazar leHaran ve'asa sham chamesh shanim. Avraham Avinu left Ur Kasdim to Eretz Yisrael when he was 70, and then he went back. He had Brit Abetarim then. He went back to Haran for 5 years. Chazal leHaran v'asa sham chamesh shanim, sheneemar ve'avram ben chamesh shanim ve'shivim shana betzatom leHaran. And therefore, he was 75 when he left. V'yeh inyan ha-katuv lo'amar ki betzatom leHaran eretz melodato shelo chazar v'ra'a od bebeit aviv haya bet 75 shana. The reason the Torah points out that he was 75 when he left Haran was that after that, he never came back. But before, he left, and then he came back, and he went back and forth. Now, the reason I bring this point is to show that if the tzivui, if the command of Lech Lecha was before, if it was according to the psukim, that the command to go to Eretz Knan, El Aretz Asher Areka, was before Brit Ben Abetarim 5 years. So therefore, it comes out to show that Avraham Avinu left Eretz Knan, and he came back. Kadosh Baruch Hu told him, go to the land that I will show you. And maybe he even did it. Maybe he got there. But then he went back. And not only did he go back then, we know he left afterwards again. Even if we leave this whole point of Brit Ben Abetarim to the side, Avraham Avinu gets to Eretz Yisrael. What is the next? And after he gets to Eretz Yisrael, what is the next thing he does? He goes down to Egypt. He goes down to Egypt because there's a famine. It's a good reason. But the point is, he leaves Eretz Yisrael almost immediately. He comes back. He goes back to Plishtim and to Grar. and he has a whole deal with them. Avraham Avinu doesn't stay in one place. He goes back and forth in Eretz Yisrael and outside of Eretz Yisrael all the time. So when Hashem tells him, we think that it's a command to go to the promised land, and that's where he will start his new good life. That didn't happen. Even if he got to Eretz Yisrael and he went to Eretz Yisrael, he left. He came back. He went again. He was in Shechem. He went to Be'er Sheva. He went to Hebron. He went all over the place. He had to go to many different places for it to happen. So how exactly is this like? We assume that Eretz Yisrael sounds like this great idea. That's not what happens at the end. So I want to bring two very different explanations. One is the Sfat Emet. The Sfat Emet, in source number 4, takes it to a very, very, I think, exciting approach, talking about Lech Lecha in a whole different matter. And he says, because the question is, why is Avraham Avinu chosen? Why is Avraham Avinu chosen? Why is it that Hashem tells him, you should go to the land that I will show you? Why him? What did Avraham Avinu do? Noach, we know what he does. The Torah says, "V'Noach matza chen b'nei Hashem." But what did Avraham Avinu do? The Torah does not say one positive word, nothing negative either, but nothing positive about Avraham Avinu at all until after Hashem commands Lech Lecha, until after Hashem commands Avraham Avinu to start walking to Eretz Yisrael or El Aretz Asher Arek. So why is that? The Ramban asks, Ramban Iksha, source 4, La Iksha Shneemar Lech Lecha, Bichin Yizkami Kodem Chibato. It says Lech Lecha without it saying first that Hashem appreciates him, likes him, or, and if he does, why is it? The Ramban gives an explanation that the Torah does not want to discuss the issues of the Avodah Zarah that Avraham Avinu had to come over, get over and come over and deal with. So the Torah just says, trust us, so to speak. Avraham Avinu is a great guy, and that's why Hashem says, Lech Lecha el Aretz Asher Arek. But the problem with this answer is it just doesn't say it anymore. We it's based on Midrashim, it's based on the point that we know the end of the story, but so to speak, the story starts from the middle. The story starts from when Avraham Avinu was 70 or 75, and Hashem tells him, go. So to speak, okay, if Hashem would have told us to go, we would have listened too. Hashem didn't tell us to go, so we didn't go. But maybe if Hashem would have chosen us, we would have done it also. So the Sfat Emet refers to this and quotes an amazing Zohar. And he says, "Uvazor HaKadosh Nireh, ki ze atzmo HaShevach." He refers to the Ramban's question of why is it that Avraham Avinu was told Lech Lecha without us knowing what did he do that was praiseworthy? The Zohar says that is what's praiseworthy. He heard Sheshama Zeham Amar Lech Lecha. Avraham Avinu heard the words Lech Lecha. Shneemar MeHashem Itbarach Lechol Anashim Tamid. Hashem says to everyone all the time Lech Lecha. Hashem commands all of us at all times, Lech Lecha, leave, go. Where to? Depending on the situation. Avraham Avinu alav shalom shama vekibel. Avraham Avinu was the only one who heard it and accepted it and followed through. Hashem said to everyone, Lech Lecha. Hashem told everyone, the entire world, listen, this is no good. You have to get up and leave. You have to get up and move on. You have to get up and go. Avraham Avinu was the only one who heard. And that's what's praiseworthy about Avraham. That's the reason that Avraham Avinu was chosen. Without getting into the medrash of that he broke his father's psalim or he didn't, and he figured out that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was God based on the sun and the moon and all the famous midrashim that we know. Forget that, says the Sfat Emet. The point is, Avraham Avinu heard Hashem's command that is told to everyone. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the entire world the command to leave, Lech Lecha, and only Avraham Avinu heard. And that's why it says, V'amar Hashem el Avraham. Ki halo lo nimtza miyuchad lishmoa. It wasn't really directly only to him. But since he was the only one who responded, since he was the only one who answered, therefore it really was El Avram. Raku, aval bevadai ze hashelach beatzmo shamuchan lekabel ha'ma'amar. It wasn't really commanded just to him, but that was his praise, that he was the only one who was willing and ready to accept it, accept the challenge, get up and walk, get up and start going towards the promise, towards the special connection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore Avraham Avinu is praiseworthy for that. So El Ha'aretz Asher Areka, maybe according to this Sfat Emet, is really, the reason it doesn't say where to is because it depends who answers the call. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the call to everyone, but Avraham Avinu was the only one who answered. And therefore, now, only after he responded, only after he took upon himself the challenge, will he then be told where to go to. The Chatam Sofer, on the other hand, in source number 5, takes it to a very different point. Chatam Sofer goes back a little bit to what Rashi said at the end. Rashi said that he gave the two examples of how Avraham Avinu was told later on twice, commands that without all the details, that he should go and in the Akedah take his son Yitzchak, but again, not directly, only at the end, and he should go to one of the mountains. Doesn't say which one. So the Chatam Sofer, based on this Rashi, goes and says the following. Not the land that I will show you, rather the land that I told you, that I will tell you. That I will tell you. Like it says in the Akedah, one of the mountains that I will tell you. And also, never do we find a place that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avraham Avinu, this is the land that I told you to live in. In Yitzchak, we have that. In Parashat Toldot, it says, Gur ba'aretz hazot ve'yei mecha ve'avarchek. When Yitzchak wants to leave and he stops in Grav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yitzchak, no, stay here. Gur ba'aretz hazot, live in this land and I will bless you, etc. Avraham Avinu doesn't have that. And even though it says that I will give to your offsprings, to your children, I will give them this land, it still doesn't mean that it's this land, because Avraham Avinu, first of all, is going all over the place for a while. And it's possible that it means somewhere else, because after that, because right after HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avraham Avinu, I will give to your children and grandchildren this land, what does it say afterwards? He relocated to a different place, in Eretz Yisrael, outside of Eretz Yisrael. Why did he leave? How could he possibly leave after HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him this is the place where I want you to go? And how did he go down to Mitzrayim? Because of the famine. If Hashem commanded him to live in this land, so how is it possible that Avraham Avinu gets up and leave after HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him to live in this land, and I will give you this land to you and your children and grandchildren, etc. And you have to say more. That in Parashat HaKedah, in the Akedah it says, that he got the place that Hashem told him. Hashem didn't say anything. Hashem says, go to one of the mountains that I will tell you. But we don't hear any place that it says that he got there. It says, it says Avraham Avinu saw it from afar. And Rashi says, Ufirush Rashi, Shara, Anan, Kashur Sham. אבל הקדוש ברוך הוא לא אמר כן. Rashi says that Avraham Avinu saw a cloud tied up. Again, it doesn't say it in the pasuk. So how is it possible that Avraham Avinu says afterwards that he got to the place that Hashem told him? Hashem didn't tell him. Hashem didn't show him. It says that Hashem showed it, that Rashi says, with all due respect to Rashi, that he showed him a cloud. Hashem doesn't say to him, oh, you got to your, you arrived at your location. It doesn't say that any place. על כן נראה לעניות דעתי אל הארץ אשר הרקע, therefore says the חתם סופר, הארץ אשר הרקע, the land that I will show you, really is ארץ המוריה, really is הר המוריה, הר הבית. והיה עצם הכוונה על נקודת ציון הר המוריה, שער השמיים. He really gets there when Hashem tells him that I will show you the land, he really means בית המקדש. וכל הארץ תפלה לו, and everything else is belittled compared to that. והקדוש ברוך הוא לא גילה לו את הארץ, הקדוש ברוך הוא did not reveal to him the land. אף על פי שאמר לו לזרחה אתן את הארץ, וקום מתהלך בארץ, and even though he said to him, I will give you the land, and you should go to the land, וכדומה, מכל מקום לא נתקיים עדיין אשר הרקע, כי לא הראו דבר. It was not fulfilled, the point of אשר הרקע, that I will show you, because he didn't show him anything. ואם כן, לא הגיע לתכלית ציווי אשר מתברך, אלא מקום אשר הרקע. And therefore he was never able to really fulfill the essence of the command of Hashem to go to the place that he will show you. ומשום הכי נעתק ממקום למקום, נמצא מקום להשם. And that's why Avraham Avinu moves from place to place. Because he's looking for the place. נמצא מקום להשם, to find a place where to speak for Hashem. And therefore he was allowed to go down to Egypt. ואלו רשות לרד מצרים. כי עדיין לא הגיע למחוף חפצו של השם מדבר, because it still didn't arrive to where Hashem really wants him to get to. כי עדיין לא ידע איפה כבוד השם, because he still didn't know where Hashem's כבוד is, so to speak. When did that change? עד שעת עקדה. Only when we get to the עקדה. Next week's verse. וירא את המקום הרחוק שראה עץ קשור בראש ההר. Only then when he sees, here he quotes that it's a tree, Rashi quotes that it's a cloud. Only then, when he sees something special, only then, as nitkayem el haaretz asher hareka, then the fulfillment of asher hareka that I will show you happens. Ki ra'ahu shechinat kvodo shochen barosh ha'ar. Hashem, so to speak, shows him the shechina itself revealing at the top of the mountain. As amar, and then he says, v'yalavo el hamakom asher amar lo elokim betzeto mecharan. Only then does he really get to the place that Hashem told him. What was that? Not here, the one of the mountains, but when he left Haran, el ha'aretz asher hareka, ve'az yada ki po yeh mekom mishkan kvado olamot. Only then does he really understand that this is the place that Hashem told him. So when we read in this week's parsha, el ha'aretz asher hareka, it really isn't Eretz Yisrael in general. It really isn't the place that we just assume is the right place, because it says in last week's parsha, Eretz Kanaan with Terach, and we assume that when Avraham Avinu gets to Shechem, that he got to the right place. No, it says the Chatam Sofer, it's only when he actually gets to Mekom HaShechina, Mekom HaShechad HaShechina in Bet HaMikdash, to Har HaBayit, to Har HaMoriah. Only when that happens, does Avraham Avinu really fulfill the command of El Haaretz Asher HaRekha. And when does that happen? Only after all the 10 Nisyonot, after the 10 different tries that Avraham Avinu is given from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, only at the end is he really able to really fulfill. And it's again, it's almost it's 30, according to if we do the regular account, it's about 65 years after. If we say that he was told to leave when he was 70 or 75, and the Akedah happens, give or take, when Avraham Avinu is 137. So this is many, many, many years after HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, El Haaretz Asher HaRekha. So maybe we could combine these two ideas of the Sfat Emet and the Chatam Sofer. Sfat Emet saying that he was the only one who listened, but he wasn't in a rush to say, okay, I'm doing this command for 2 minutes and I'm Yotze. Rather, he understands this is a long period, a long, serious command that one day he will be zochet to maybe fulfill. And it only happens according to the Chatam Sofer when he gets to the Akedah. And hopefully we will be zoche also soon to get to the point where our Kadosh Baruch Hu will show us again his presence, his Shechina, and we will once again be zoche to follow Hashem's commands and have the ability to live according to Hashem's Shechina. B'mera b'aminu. Thank you very much for listening. Have a wonderful rest of your day, and Shabbat Shalom.
Shkara, thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you, thank you.